This is CliffCentral.com.
Hello and welcome to it. It is your girl, Candace Mama, and you are listening to the Weekly Mashup. And guys, yes, you know what it means when I speak first. T-Mash is not going to be in studio today. Unfortunately, he woke up with a bug and he had a fever and his voice. So I just decided he should stay home. But don't worry, I've still got the hookup because I've got the beautiful... Yes, girl!
I made it.
Oh, Simpiwe. But I mean, you were like my first choice, you know that.
Obvious,
girl.
There's no other.
I mean, every time I walk into Cliff Central, you are the first person I want to greet.
Levels.
Like, Mama, you've made it.
Yeah, I have. Like, shout out to my granny, my sister, all the way from the East Grand. Yeah, you know, I made it.
To everybody that said.
I couldn't make it.
Girl.
Yeah, yeah, Cliff
Central. You must play them, Biggie.
Like, Cliff Central. When God says yes.
Nobody can say no, girl.
Thank you. Thank you. We can go now. The show's over.
Thanks for coming. No, never, girl. We've got so much to discuss.
Yeah, we do.
So much to discuss. I think let's start it heavy, then go light.
Yes,
because
please.
There's something that's weighing on my heart, eh?
Okay, talk.
Girl, when I saw the Rhodes video yesterday, oh, my heart couldn't take it. Like, I watched it the first time, and I just felt my skin standing. And then I watched it a second time, and then I got angry. And then I watched it a third time, and I was just snapping at everyone. I was just like, do not speak to me right now.
It was strong. Watching it three times. I watched it once, and I was like, I'm done. This is...
How crazy.
What has this country come to where people are just pulling fire at unarmed students?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh,
my... You know what got me, though? Because I think... I used to be one of those people who'd say, okay, the student protests are happening, but I'd look at America and say that, oh, but they've got it worse. They're getting killed, like, for no reason, for having a bag of Skittles, you know. Hey. Every cop, like, a cop's alibi in America has become, he was holding Skittles, and I thought it was a gun, you know. So now, when I saw this video, I was like, oh, my gosh, our own people are killing their kids. You know,
it's scary because the cause that they're fighting for is one that they should also be partaking in because it's for their kids as well. It's for the future generation. It's not just for us now saying, hey, we want free education. It's for our children and their children's children. Yeah. And it's sad to see them, oh, this is happening. This is, you know, you send your child to university thinking they're going to have a better future. Ganti, no, they're coming back with a criminal record.
Imagine.
Coming back with a criminal record. Some of them are not coming back home.
Oh, and that's what gets me. I mean, you send your child off.
Yes.
And you get a call and they say that your child is not coming back. Why? Because they were fighting for free education. I mean, that makes it, wow. Like, if I was a parent and I got that call.
The struggle is real.
It is crazy.
It is very real, and it's just like I also have to say some of the things that the students are doing I don't necessarily agree 110%.
Yes. Yeah.
But this cause is one that is not just, we're not being selfish about this cause. This is like us back, the youth of 1976 fighting for, you know, education. And it was for everyone. We are reaping the fruits of that today. Now we're trying to make the next generation better, and no, they're like pa 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 pa.
And unfortunately, this is what the government promised. You know, when they took power, they said this is what's going to happen. And 20-something years into democracy, and nothing has happened. And now everyone wants to act surprised that, oh my goodness, there are riots. The students are doing this and doing that. I don't agree with what the students have, like, you know, some of the things they've done, like burning buildings, burning art.
No.
I don't agree with that.
Yeah.
However, I also don't agree with police brutality and police just firing at, you know. And the one thing that got me was, you know, one of the kids who ended up getting dragged across the road, where he was like, are you going to shoot me for crossing the road? Like, are you really going to shoot me?
It's that dangerous now that you cannot cross the road as a student.
Right. It went from zero. It went from zero to 100. Like, literally, the cops were standing, and they all just marched forward and started, like, blazing like they were in, like, a Denzel movie.
Yeah, they're like, I think they were calling each other. They're like, yo, homie, there's one here.
Dude.
And literally, like, without, from nowhere, bah, 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 bah. It was like, what the hell just happened? They're dragging off this kid. He's in the van.
Oh, my
The chick that was screaming, you know, are you going to, like, why did you shoot me? Are you going to, they're dragging her off. It's like, what's happening? Can someone say cut and
yes,
say,
yes, that was
we're just
a
kidding. We're just kidding, y'all. This exactly. is for a movie. Yes. Don't worry. These are extras. Yes. It's okay. You know, and it's real life.
Yes. And
it's
isn't that
sad.
So sad? I feel like the biggest realization I came to was that human life has become so dispensable, you know, and it's not just in South Africa, globally. I feel that, you know, as long as you're a person of color, your life doesn't matter, you know, and that's why when people were like, oh no, all lives matter, we should fight for all lives. Like, not all lives are under threat, so calm down, Felicia, bye. You know, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, it's not white kids that are getting shot. Like, in America, white kids are never mistaken. Like, they can, like, push a cop and nothing happens to them. Like, there was a video of this kid who was, like, talking back to this cop and pushing him and, like, you know, like, really being aggressive with this cop. And all he got was, like, they ended up taking him, I think they said, to Burger King to get a burger to calm him down before they took him to the police station.
What?
Whereas with us, we can be, like, you don't even know what to do because you could lift your hands and say, I'm not, and they'd be like, that was aggressive.
Yeah.
He lifted his hands too quick.
Yeah.
Or you could be reaching for your ID and they're like, oh no, it looked like a gun.
Suspect. Bah, 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 bah.
You could say, sorry, officer, and they could shoot you and say that he said something kind of threatening. I just didn't understand him. You know what I'm saying? So have black lives become that dispensable in today's society?
I think I'd love for that answer to be no. I'd love for that. But the reality of it, it's yes, it is.
Yeah.
Hence, we have to have campaigns like Black Lives Matter. Hence, we have to have shows that, you know, are all about the black community. Hence, we always have to explain ourselves as black women, why we have afros, why we wear dugs, why do I do this, why don't I do this. You know, it's we keep having to explain ourselves as black people, yet we are in Africa.
Isn't that the set? And that's
yes,
what gets me.
Africa.
That's exactly what gets me. Like, as an African person, and, you know, I speak to a lot of kids who come from the States because I did a global leadership summit with them. And some of them added me on Facebook. And they said to me, they were like, but you're in Africa. Like, surely things are different here. It's reverse. And I said, you know what? Globally, like, I feel like black people, you are only as beautiful as your likeness to whiteness, you know, and you are only as smart as how closely you can relate to whiteness.
True.
So how you articulate yourself.
True.
Already people are like, oh my gosh, you know, I can take her seriously because she speaks like, you know, she came from a Model C school. Whereas someone who speaks like, you know, they didn't have the quality education you had or they didn't go to the places you went to get this accent.
True.
Then they are treated like, oh, they get dismissed.
True. You know, and shout out to like our artists like Babes Wodumo that refuse to do interviews in English and say, I speak Zulu, ngikhulumisa Zulu fluently.
Yes.
So I will do an interview in Zulu because I feel like I rather have someone speak fluent in Zulu, Venda, whatever, and translated than someone come and speak broken English and now we're laughing because you said determined or management. Hey, guys. Like,
but it's so sad. Isn't it sad that even like now, that's humorous in studio because, you know, it's almost, we've also been conditioned and programmed to feel like, okay, as a black person, I'm better than another black person because I speak better and I can articulate myself better.
True.
And just because you can string a sentence together does not make you smart.
It doesn't.
You know,
I remember my grandmother used to tell me when they were still learning English, like this guy would come back and he's like, yeah, I'm from the States, you know. You know, these shows are wild. And he had to say big words like determined, but incorrectly. Like in the wrong.
So no one knew.
No one knew. So everyone was like, that. You are that man. You are.
I wanna marry you.
Yes, and now she's taught me to be like, okay, speak English well, but now you need to learn Zulu because my Zulu is quite bad.
Yes,
and she's like, okay, I've done the basics. You're going to school, but learn Zulu. Learn come back. Kumbule kaya.
But that's the thing. We've done a trade-off as black South Africans, I feel. We've traded off our own mother tongues for English, and a lot of the time, many of us, including myself, have compromised my, you know, I don't speak Tswana well. Like, I speak broken Tswana, you know. And
mean,
I can just speak
together,
like, like, you know, even sometimes I see, I, like, when I go and I speak Tswana to people who actually speak Tswana, they look at me like, yo, waring oyano. Hi.
That's me.
I just
smile
and wave.
yeah. from Natal, and you're like, Sawubona. That's it. The rest.
Thank goodness for Nomvula by Nati, because at least, you know, he lets us have full sentences.
Yeah.
Ninjani.
Yeah, but you know? it's and we're laughing, but it's so real, because then if my grandmother speaks fluent, I think 4 languages fluently.
Wow.
Yet my Zulu is broken, and when I hopefully one day have kids. With Mr. Raitwam. they're going to learn this broken Zulu.
Yes.
You know, and then they're going to know 4 or 5 words, because now we advanced technology, girls.
Yeah, and you speak English at
home.
You
know what I'm saying? And everybody wants to sound like this. And then afterwards, they're going to have kids. What are they going
to learn? It's getting diluted.
Yes. Is it going to be like once upon a time, there was a culture?
They spoke tribal languages.
And Zulu was one of them.
11 tribal languages.
And they saw Zulu.
Exactly.
That's,
it's going to be one of those productions, right? People are going to attend productions and still need subtitles, because they're going to be like, what are they saying? I don't understand, you know? And isn't that the problem? Because not only is it how we speak, it's how we conduct ourselves, you know? So a lot of us have become very westernized. So, you know, you sit like this, you eat like this, you know?
Yeah.
It's acceptable for your favorite meal to be pasta, but not morojo. You know what I'm saying?
You know, it's so funny, because yesterday we were having this conversation about, you know, the whole lobola situation.
Oh.
And
girl.
So one of the brothers, he was saying that,
hey,
no.
Don't tell me it's a brother from Touch Central, man. Because I think I know that brother who's got a Harvard degree, but he does not want to pay lobola. But okay, let's go.
No, brother man doesn't mind paying lobola. But he's saying that the women of today have cosmopolitan standards.
Yes.
And views.
Yes.
Yet they don't, yet they want lobola.
Yeah.
And after that, he was also saying that, no, she can't cook. And for him, it's important that his wife can cook.
Oh, okay.
But not your couscous and your medium rare steak. No, obata dijo, like proper food.
Like 7 colors.
Yes.
And, you know, now and again, you must surprise with a stew.
You know, yes. And he was saying most girls nowadays don't know how to cook.
No.
You know, they don't know how to cook.
Especially
basics.
African food. You know, like even pap. Like us, like, okay, firstly, guys, let me just state that I don't know how to cook. So this is, so I discriminate against all cuisines equally, but I'm especially bad at African cuisine. Like when it comes to pap, you know, like you have to caress pap when you cook it. You can't just be like pap, ta ta ta.
No,
you have to like slowly pour it in as the water's boiling,
you know,
while the other arm is like, you know, stirring.
Pap, because you get
and
the
it
soft
can't have,
pap.
But you know what? It can't
pap.
Have what you call, it can't have like, you know, still maize meal when
yes.
you're chewing.
Oh no, it needs to be very old, guys.
When you
the
break
artwork
it.
And that it's, that's an exercise.
Dude.
You know,
dude.
You're busy staring staring.
Yeah.
Guys, no.
You think you go to Germany until you have to cook pap. Like, I'm telling you. Like, I was like, I train 5 times a week. And then one day I had to try and cook pap. One hand is stirring and it's getting thicker and thicker. The other arm is pouring. The water's getting thicker. Oh, no.
But you know, I'd rather take, like, cooking pap. That's so easy. Unlike these other, guys. But I'm going to expose like, myself. So,
like some.
Yeah, dear future husband, I can cook.
Just not African meals.
I can cook African for one person. Because you know, African meals, it's also a skill to cook.
Because, exactly.
For 300 people, it's a skill on its own. Because me, I can cook for mom and mom-in-law and me and you. But everybody else, when you invite and we're having Christmas lunch, just know. It's a different thing. It's
but
so
you
different.
You know what? That actually gets me, because I'm like, okay, so getting just back to the lobola quickly.
Mm-hmm.
I was speaking to Mr. Brother Man from Touch Central. And this is what he says to me, this guy. Bless him, Z. He said to me, he's like, you know what? I don't understand why African women, or South African women to be even more precise, why me as a Harvard graduated man need to come pay 20,000 rand lobola for VIT students. I was like, this guy, he just tried it.
He tried it. Tala pants.
I was
brother.
Like, what, brother man? He's like, no. He just feels like certain criteria need to be met. If the man is at a higher standard than the woman, then certain things need to be negotiated because he's bringing a higher class of education to his kids and to you. So he's upgrading you. I was like, oh, damn, brother man. I don't know. You're speaking to a woman right now. You might get stabbed.
You know,
like, don't bring that out in me.
My whole thing, if we're going to do the traditional aspect and you want a traditional wife, are you a traditional man?
Thank you.
Are you going to do what those brothers back then used to do as well? Be the provider, be the head.
Yes.
And properly, not in a way that is abusive.
Yes.
And men need to understand that when I say I can cook, I'm not going to be your slave.
Yes.
We're going to do this. I still believe in 50-50. So that means if I cook, help me wash the dishes.
Yes. Do something. Contribute. Bring your part.
Say to me, you know, babes, today I don't want you to cook. Cook for me. You know, what were you doing before you met me? What were you doing? How did you feed yourself before you met me?
I hope you weren't just waiting for me to come along.
You know, if it was takeaways, let's do takeaways together. Let's go out. KFC,
why are we switching things up now? Why you gotta switch up on me? Because when I met you, eating all the time. And
we're eating McD's, it's fine. Now that I'm married, now I'm not good enough.
For McD's?
I'm not good enough because I can't cook. No. I can't do this.
But isn't that the problem? Because I feel like actually South Africans in today's day and age, we are more confused than ever. Because there's a lot of the time where even myself, I'm a walking contradiction sometimes because I'm like, you know what? Like, at the end of the day, a man needs to do ABC. And then I'm like, but, you know, disclaimer alert. Like, you know, do your part when it comes to da 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 da.
Yeah.
And then I'm also like, I'm a strong, independent woman, but I need a man to open my door, pull my chair. You know, like there's so many contradictions.
Girl, that's you and me.
Oh, my God.
Because I'm like, I want a 50-50. And the next minute I'm talking about him being the head of the household. Next minute I'm like, I'm going to be submissive. That's us. That's me.
That's me.
And then I'm going to say, I'll cook, but you must wash the dishes. Like,
exactly. Like, because then if we're going to submit to old gender roles, right, that would state that we have to, one, when he comes home, you have to like, okay, do the cooking, whatever. Because those are old gender roles. And he brings home the food and he pays for the bills. But now at the end of the day, as women, we were like, okay, no, I need a provider.
Yeah. Yeah.
He needs to provide. He needs to pay for the car. He needs to pay for the house. He needs to pay for my lifestyle. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to be a wife. I'm going to be a good wife. I'm going to cook. I'm going to just do what wifeys do, which is provide him a service when he requires. We'll provide him with food when he requires. But dude, when I'm tired, that's what you need to do. You know, so like, where do we draw the line?
I think, you know, when you're in a relationship with someone, you have this conversation and you find out, okay, brother man doesn't like cooking or he doesn't know how to cook. So immediately when I'll just naturally step into that role. But I feel like there's times where men have literally pinned certain things to women or forced certain things.
Yeah.
Where we're very, like now we're rebelling away from it.
Okay.
We're rebelling from the whole barefoot pregnant in the kitchen.
Yeah.
You know, we want someone who will respect us. I don't mind cooking for my husband all day, every day.
True.
But it mustn't feel like a lord. It mustn't feel like I have to, or else my marriage is over. Because then it starts becoming, if you want me to cook, then you must also do this.
Yes,
if you want me to, then it becomes, but there's certain things that I'll naturally do out of love and be like, I got this, boo.
And woman, we are natural nurturers.
Yes.
Right?
So, but if you're forcing it, and I think that's the problem of everything, that back in the day, they used to force us. They used to force us to stay in the kitchen.
Omosadi.
Yes.
Now it's time.
And belittle us that, no, you can't be in the conversation. You can't talk about finance.
Yes, women eat this side, men eat that side.
You know, and it's like, we got tired of that. And it's like, we're showing that I'm just as good as you. You know, when you were off there in the war and fighting, I took care of the household.
Yes,
I was the one balancing the numbers and making sure everyone's fit. So I can still do the same job that you do. So I think we need to understand where that comes from. Because, Nina, I know I'm a contradiction and you're going to love me. You know, we're going to be a mess together. It's fine.
You know, that's the thing. Because I feel like a lot of the time, women, we are so confined. Like, you can either be, it's an either or for woman all the time. A man can be everything. Like, a man can be like, oh no, he's a boss, he's a CEO, and he does this, and he's an athlete, and he's a this. And then a woman, no. If you're in fashion, no. You are a model. You are dumb. You are a model. You cannot be a model with a degree. You cannot be smart. No, that is what you are. If you are a wife, you cannot. You cannot by any means be an attractor. You cannot be a CEO. You cannot, you know, so a lot of the time, even though now, like, in society it's becoming more acceptable, mm-hmm. but in conversation it hasn't changed. Like, oh, okay, so this is what you do. Okay. So is that all you wanted out of life? No, biatch. I do other things. It's just that if I had to sit here and list it, we would be here all day. You know, and I think sometimes men tend to become aggressive in the sense that, okay, so they expect you both leave in the morning, you mm-hmm. go and work.
Yes.
You both come back at late at night, you're both tired.
Yeah.
So like sometimes someone has to like do the cooking. Or someone has to bring the takeaway. True. But you cannot expect me to be like coming home at 5, cleaning the house, doing this, doing that, doing the laundry at night so that I can hang it in the morning before work. And you're just like alive. You're just breathing.
You see, this is where I call this my 21st century attitude. Mm-hmm. You know, where if you're going to say to me, come home, be home by 5, mm-hmm. I have no problem with that. I'll be home at 4:45. But I'm not going to be home alone. You're going to be there with me. If you're saying I must cook, it's fine, boo. Buy the groceries and we'll eat together. It's okay.
Everything needs to be a collective.
I'm one of those people that if you want to take another wife,
okay.
My first question is, are you okay with me taking another husband? If the answer is no, then how do you expect me to take...
That's always it, though. It's like,
because that's all. Like, if you are going to say wear dug in the house 24/7 and don't touch, I have no problem. Let me also tell you what you need to wear in the house, so we can both be
let's both be unhappy together.
Yes, because you know the problem is these men will tell women you have to wear these when you go out. You must go out with a man.
You know
and
what?
You can't have other male friends. Shut
you know up. When it became? But can I tell you? Because some people are listening and thinking, oh, that's so old. It doesn't happen. It happens. You know how it happens now. It's subliminal. So like men will say to you, like they met you wearing a freakum dress that was a mini skirt. All the damn time. Mm-hmm. And now all of a sudden when you leave the house in the same dress they met you in, they're like, why do you have to wear that all the time?
Mm.
You know, like, why don't you wear something that covers your knees? Like, brother, you met a freak.
Yeah.
I'm going to remain a freak.
Yes.
Like, you met a lady, I will remain a... But do not try and change me because I will gradually change as I grow into this relationship, you know?
I have it. You see, if you're going to come with your laws, what I don't like is this double standard.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to come and say, Simpiwe, wear dog every day, all day in my presence. Let me also have the right to say, okay, in my presence, I want you to wear suits, a well-fitted tight suit where it shows your V-lines. Yes, boo, we can't do an mkaba. You know, let's do that. Because the minute you understand that pain that I'm going to have to go through wearing a dog, then you're going to understand why certain things don't work.
Yes.
Because there's, like, literally, there's no point in you saying, be home at 5. If I leave work at 5 and then come back, I'm just as tired as you.
Yeah.
But if I say the same thing, I say, okay, I'll come home at 5, but that means I'll cook. You do the dishes. You do this. Do the laundry while I'm cooking. Do this. He'll understand and be like, ish, yo, I'm sorry. You know what? It's fine. Let's get a helper.
Yeah.
Or it's come home at 6:30. It's fine. I won't help.
Yes.
Then we'll have a great relationship. But this... Do this, do that, as if I'm not a modern day slave.
Okay.
Not at all.
Can I ask you something? Do you think those men are out there? Because I feel like men as well, they found a lot of loopholes and they're just working on those loopholes. Like some men will be like, well, then I won't pay for dinner because, you know, if I asked you out and you agreed to come and you're a 21st century woman, then I'm singing Mandoza, let's go 50-50. And I'm like, no, brother. No. The reason I didn't date Mandoza is because he was singing that bull crap. You know? If you're asking me out, pay, and like for me, I don't get it. I don't get why it's such a big deal. I don't even get why it's a conversation. You have asked for my company. I said, okay, I will present myself. Now I've got to sit through your conversation because you're going to sit there the whole day talking about yourself, trying to sell yourself. And now I still have to pay for this conversation. Like, I can't deal. No.
I just like to put out there, I'm 21. So, yes, I do know, guys, that are my age, that have this mentality that we're talking about. And it's so sad because I think they get it that we all grew up black. middle class,
yes.
right?
Yeah, my pretty friends, much.
Pretty much. We grew up middle class standards. And I think we're living that life that our parents wanted to live. They wanted to live. And I feel like because they're missing out on certain traditional things, like where their mom doesn't wear a dog or their mom doesn't cook every day, it's somebody doing this.
Yeah.
They missed that traditional aspect. They want it now more than ever. Yes. They want to experience, oh, what does it mean when they say a Zulu woman is so respectful and this and that. So now it's something that they kind of are demanding it, like, yes. as young men right now, saying, okay, well, you know, I want a wife that's going to cook every day.
But they don't want to do the things that are required of
yes,
a traditional, like, Zulu man, for example.
No, I just ask them, I'm like, but does your mom cook every day? And the answer is no. So why Ooh. Do you want your woman to enjoy this because your mom doesn't do that? Is your mom not your role model? And they'll be like, yeah, but I want to experience this. Like, no, boo. Like, if your mom didn't cook every day all day, what makes you think I'm gonna cook all day every day?
But you know what, we've got a society now where there's a term that's coined for it, and it's called a fuck boy.
Ish.
And you know, unfortunately, we're in a society that's predominantly fuckboys. Yeah. They want the perks of a relationship without the commitment.
Hey.
They want the perks of a wife without the wifing her. You know, like, there's so many things that men nowadays, modern men or traditional, like, not even traditional, but a modern, you know, Afro, whatever they want to call themselves, because it changes every week. They demand these things from us, but they don't want to give us what we want. And the problem is, they've realized that women... No, but they're realizing that some women are willing to settle. So then some women are willing to become the side chick, you know? And they're like, okay, you know what, Susan, I will keep you at home. Fine, don't cook for me, Susan. Don't rub my feet when I ask you. Don't wash my dirty laundry. I will go to my side chick, Bettina, and she will... Sister Bettina will do what I wanted to do when I wanted to do it. You know what I'm saying? Because there was there's this funny thing where they said a woman is more attracted to a married man, while certain women are more attracted to a married man because they know that he can be committed. I'm like, damn, girl.
What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? No, that's my man. Okay, no.
You know how much work I've... Because before we even accept an engagement from a man, do women understand how much work you've put in to make him the man he is that day?
Guys,
like,
no.
Like, you meet a man as, like, a rough package. Like, you are meeting a rough diamond, right? He comes, he wears flip-flops to a date. You know, he doesn't wear a suit. You know, it's fine. You meet him the way he is, but you see, like, potential.
Yeah, and you like the personality, and you like
right.
his goals.
But slowly but surely,
else.
He doesn't even know it, but you are switching him
yeah,
up.
You're like,
oh, baby, sneakers are better. A skinny jean looks so good on you, baby. Oh, man, I love it when you have a comb over instead
yes.
of that.
Yes.
I love it when you do, baby, you on fleek. I love, you know, next thing you know, he's a new man. Now he's attractive to the whole world. Before, people used to be like, oh, girl, your man's attractive to you.
Yeah,
now he's attractive
guy.
To everybody. Now all of a sudden you want to come hitch your wagon and be like, oh, he married her, so I'm here. No.
No. You see, it irritates the hell out of me. It's like, respect the fact that this man is in a relationship. You know, respect that. You know, if you can look and admire from a distance, it's okay, girl. It's fine.
And be
perfect.
Like, I want somebody like... Like, but like Chris Rock said, women don't think like that. Only men think like that. A man will meet, like, his best friend's girl and be like, damn, Susan's so chilled. I need to get me a girl just like her.
Yeah.
A woman will be like, oh, damn,
oh.
Jeremy is so chilled.
I want him.
I don't want anybody like him. I want him.
No, it's wrong. Like, I'm so anti the side chick thing. Like, this, I don't understand why you're taking pride in the fact that this man has another chick. This man is calling up another chick, because you know what, you can satisfy him in bed, you can do whatever, but at the end of the day, he's not yours.
Yes.
You know, at the end of the day, he's still gonna come back home to me, and now you're putting all of us at risk.
And you know what the problem
that
is? A relationship is 80-20. You'll never get more than 80% of
True.
The qualities and things you are looking for in any human being. So the best you can hope for is getting that 80%. Now the problem is, sometimes men get the 80% and they're so happy with the 80%. They're like, oh damn, I found her. Yes. You know, I want to wife her. Then they wife you and it's happiness. And then they forget the effort it took to get you.
Oh.
And then they start chasing the 20% that
because
they think they don't
easy.
Have. Exactly. And then
he's easy.
The 20% becomes that, oh man, she's exciting. Oh man, you know, she still does ABC. You know, the things that kind of die out, like, I don't think they should die out in a relationship, but they're different because they see you every day. Yeah. So you're not as attractive as you were when they were seeing you like every week.
Yeah. Or now
every...
he sees me with the dog, with my hair and comb. Like before he used to see me on
fleek. He sees you transforming.
Yeah. Now he sees the 6 o'clock me, the 7 o'clock me, and then he sees the 10 o'clock.
You.
Yes, he's seen it all.
He sees the 7 stages of transformation. And he's like, okay, I see this. I see this. You know, and then he meets a girl who he doesn't see the 7 stages
no,
of transformation.
He'll never. You know?
And then he chases that. And then that girl is like, you know what? This is a financial transaction. As long as you are willing to give, I'm willing to give. And then now all three of you are in a messed up situation. Because then she's going to start catching feelings, even though she was like, no, I'm here for the money. And then next thing, she starts catching feelings and she starts asking him, so when are you going to leave your wife?
Yep.
And it's like, he's like, I never said I was leaving my wife.
No.
Girl, park, reverse.
You know, but I think with the whole side chick situation and these girls, these young girls, my question is, where are the older sisters? Where are the moms? Because my sister is literally someone who's taught me almost everything about relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And she's the one who's like, you never go for a taken man. That's one thing you never do.
Yeah.
And not because of anything, but you need to respect that other chick.
Yeah.
You know, don't do it for the man. Respect another sister. Respect the fact that, you know, she's going to cry. She's going to be hurt. She's put in time. She's put in this. You know, where are those sisters that are teaching us young girls that, Ella, this man is married. He committed himself before the God, before the world, to this woman. And you want to come in and be a mafigizolo up in here and say, leave your wife. I want this. Girl, no. Like,
don't you wish your girlfriend was hot like
dude,
me?
Like, I'm 21. I'm interning. And now I want a guy who's a billionaire. Like, guys, can we be real? Like, my partner is somewhere here at 21, hustling, grinding. Just because he's broke or hasn't made it doesn't mean that, you know, by the time he's 25, by the time he's 35, we can't get married. We can't do something serious. Now I must go chase after somebody who has it because I want instant gratification. No, ladies, no. You're worth more than that.
But where do you think this paradigm shift came? Because I know it's always been there. I mean, since, like, you know, your Cleopatra days. Like, there's always been a side chick. There's always been a hunt for power. There's always been women. You know what? I feel like back in the day, in this, you know, when we were still, like, eating off the land, women gravitated to the strongest hunter, right?
True.
Because it's about survival. So we gravitate to the strongest hunter. But as society has changed, we gravitate to the strongest provider, maybe. But now, for me, it almost seems like in the past 2 years, it's almost intensified with this. It's almost like women are so desperate to get a man that they'll just take anybody.
Yeah.
And they just don't care. They're just like, you know what? Standards out the window. I'm just going to keep it with this guy because he's got money. You know?
You know, I think back in the day, because, okay, from a traditional aspect, there was some process, you know. The man would get married and then you'd be a first wife and then he'd come back to you and say, you know what, I want to take another wife.
Mm.
And then, you know, then you'd be all 5 sisters, you know, it's okay.
This one cooks, this
but
one does
there
the
was,
washing.
There's like a level of respect and a procedure, you know. He also couldn't just go and take anything.
Oh, yeah.
And
he
had to ask for your permission and you had to give it.
Yeah.
So there's always that thing that, okay, I'm okay. He came to me. I was always the first one.
I helped choose.
I helped you. But as time has gone along and we've kind of mixing tradition with modern, it was a bit of a taboo back in the days of sugar daddies. You know, you know, if she's too young for you, if she doesn't know what a sugar daddy is, you know. But the whole sugar daddy, and it was a bit like, okay, you 16, but you're dating a guy who's 45.
Yeah.
You know, it started becoming, because now we're seeing modern Western culture saying, no, that's because that's a bit of a taboo. And it's graduated to this thing of, before this used to be...
It's acceptable.
It happened in the dark. Mm. You know, these side chicks would never come out and say, I'm sleeping with a married man.
Yes.
They'd never... They'd be like, no, I have a boyfriend.
Yes.
You can't meet him. But we go out and we do that. Now it's like, he's married. He's
or even this blesser thing. Like, women are so much more prone to saying, I've got a blesser, than they are to saying, I've got a boyfriend. And it's become so sad because you know what blesser entails. Blesser is usually married.
Yeah.
You know, blesser is usually a shady character who's got like 3, 4, 5 other. Yeah, you know, they're 4, 10. They are, God knows how many of you there are. but you are one of the chosen ones, you
and
know.
It's sad because, you know, back in the day, if we look at polygamy, there's a pride in it. Mm. There's, in much as I don't agree with it, the system of...
The cultural system of it.
It was so respectful, yes, that you yourself would not mind being in a polygamous marriage. Mm. But this thing that's happening now, it's so sad. It's so... Because I meet guy, I fall in love with guy, he promises me the world and he's like, he's coming, you know, we're going to do this together. Ning, ning, there's a Beyonce. Ning, ning, yes, there's a Nelly. Ning, ning. Like, it's so disrespectful. Do you not value me? Exactly. Am I not good enough? Am I not enough for you? That's the questions I pose.
And you know, because sometimes I feel like society, they've actually, society's minimized women to what you look like. You know, I mean, you can have an MBA. Damn, you could run a corporation. And then people will still have the nerve to say, ah, she doesn't have a man though. So, you know, and it's almost, even women, we have become so conditioned to actually judge other women for not being able to keep a relationship. Even if they are CEO, yeah, we can diminish every accomplishment you've done in life to the fact that you were never married.
True.
Oprah, whenever you read about Oprah, right, what do they say? Oh, man, she couldn't even keep Stedman. Like, Stedman couldn't even commit to that. Like, you know, and she didn't have kids. And it's almost like she's diminished as a woman. Solely based on the fact that she didn't want to get married.
You know, I see it like OPW every week, how people...
Oh, my God.
It's a goal. Marriage is not even a goal. You know, forget goals. It's the ultimate...
It's the epitome.
...of life.
As a woman, your life can end once you've been married.
You did it.
Yeah, you girl, you hitched them.
Yeah. How did you and do it? It's so sad because I look and I'm like, but you know, there are women out there that... have become millionaires, that become great single moms, that have done so much with their life, yet we feel we don't acknowledge them. We don't give them that, well done, my sister. Yeah. Well done. Like, you did it. No, we're there's like, no, where's your man?
Our perfect career on TV. No, nothing.
And the sad thing is, by the time, you know, women, if they're 30 and not married, it's married. It's girl. Such a, okay, oh, when, no. are you, when are you getting married?
Hell no.
So when are you planning to have kids? Like, do you ask a man this?
Never.
You know, a man can be 45 and not married.
A man can die having been a bachelor. And people will be like, oh, here lies Elon Musk. He invented this. And he was so amazing at this. And oh, what he added to society and the world. Oprah will die. Ah, she died. Hey, she was great, eh? Hey, it's a pity she never got married.
Yeah, she never said to her kids, you get a car. That's what they'll say. Oh, she never got to say, you get a car. You get a car. You all getting cars. No. No.
Right. And I feel like sometimes, but you know what? Sometimes I find myself in that trap of thinking because I used to be one of those people, used to think that at 25, I'll be married and, you know, everything. Because somehow, as a woman, you are so taught to thrive and strive towards marriage. Like, marriage is the ultimate goal of any woman, really. Like, it's fairy tales teach you that, right?
Yeah.
Like, when you meet Prince Charming, this fairy tale, literally, you close the book.
Yeah.
There's no perfect career after that. You close the book, happily ever after. And you grow up as a black kid. I don't know if it's, the pressure is as intense in white communities, but in black cultural homes, if you're not married at a certain age, I mean, you can so be the most successful in your family career-wise. If everyone else is married, it's like, ish. Mara, well done, eh? You got that magazine cover. Well done. Mariano, you can't get a man. Why aren't they sticking? And isn't that ironic? There must be something wrong with you.
You,
that's what it comes down to.
Yes. Not the men.
What is wrong with you that you can't get a man to commit? That is it.
You know, like, I was talking to a friend the other day, and I was like, you know, I'm happily single. And she's like, what the hell does that mean? You know, and I'm like, no, I get to enjoy the company of people. I don't need to report to a guy. I don't need to I'm just doing me and having fun. And I'm mingling.
You know what? No. You know what people think when you say that? They're like, oh, shame. Look at her trying to make herself feel better.
Guys, I'm having so much fun. You can flirt. You can be, you
no,
know,
girl,
you can
but
do whatever.
Don't forget, there's a fine line, right? Isn't that the fine line?
Yes.
Like, you can't flirt too much because then you become a hoe.
Yeah, now
you see?
You see? And I was just like, But I'm young, guys. I'm 21. And yes, do I want to get married? Yes.
Mm.
But is it something that I'm working around that, okay, now that I'm 21, I better start looking.
So that at 28, I have my first child. By 27, guys, I'm married.
No. It works like I'm 21 and I'm interning. What's the next step in my career? Okay. Oh, this, okay. No, I see you, boo. Okay, no. You're great to talk to. But because I feel like you're going to be a distraction. Right now in my life, I want to enjoy what I'm doing and and building my career and saying when I get to 25 and be like, okay, I've made it, you know? And if he comes along and he shows me that he's okay with my drive and he's okay with my vision, let's do this together. We'll start from the bottom together.
Thank you.
You know, but it's okay to be happily single. There is a term like that.
I feel like sometimes you have to be happily single in order to be happily coupled up, because a relationship does not bring you happiness. People out there, you know, you lie. You lie. Yes, you, Suzette, in a marriage, you lie. You know, because we all know, as soon another person, all they do is that now it becomes you responsible for two people's lives and two people's happiness. So if you're not happy on your own, it's going to be so hard for you to be happy with someone else, because people can only help magnify what you already have inside.
True.
If what you have inside is sadness, then that's what's going to come out. And you're going to realize that, oh, damn, I met Prince Charming, but I'm just going to stick it out because he looks like he wants to marry me, but he doesn't make me happy.
Yeah, true. You know? But you also attract what you are ready for. So what you are ready for, if you say that you're ready for success and you're ready to be in the, you attract men like that. Not all men are dogs. I still believe that there are good men out there. But if you inside are unhappy and unbroken, let me tell you, you're going to attract that, and he's going to abuse you, and he's going to push you down, because that's what you feel like inside. It's just this other man saying it. It's just another human.
And you know what's funny? The reason you stay is because he's saying what you're feeling.
Yes.
So when he says, you are good for nothing, then you are like, he's right. You will never say it out loud, but inside you're like, he's right. He sees the truth.
Yeah.
So you can never attract a whole person when you yourself are not whole. You know, and sometimes that's the problem. We find ourselves in these marriages and we're scared to leave now, because now society says that, oh, you divorced. Oh, damn. A divorcee. Mm-mm. You know, how did you manage to mess that up? You got one to commit and you still got him to run.
And people stop. Like, if someone is single, stop looking at me and saying, what's the problem with you?
Right?
Stop. Because let me tell you something. I get oxed out by all kind of men. Right?
She was so passionate, she hit the mic.
No, all kind of men. From your taxi driver, serious.
Girl.
To the guy on the streets. To you know, the people that you meet on the regular. All of them. But because I know what I want.
And what you're worth.
And what I'm worth. I'm gonna be, I'll be very respectful. Sawubona baba, how you doing? Getting you sharp. Okay. Can I have your numbers? No.
Nah, thank you.
No, thank you. Or okay. And another thing to all the men out there, please stop pursuing me if I say I'm single. But I don't want your number. Like, I don't want to give you, like, because I've noticed when I say no, I'm in a relationship, they tend to back off. They're like, okay.
You're like, I'm single and I still don't want you.
You know? Like, I'm not playing hard to get, guys. I just don't want you.
There's someone out there for you.
So to all the guys
out
there, when chicks are like, we are single, but we don't want to take your numbers, we're not going to give you our numbers, we're being legit. Hey?
That is the gospel truth, right?
We're being legit.
It doesn't mean try harder.
No.
Pursue me harder.
No.
Pursue me more.
No, we're not playing hard to get, guys. Hard to get ended in high school. Like, ended, girls. We're not, but you need to understand, because then I'm like, what is it about a man? If I say I am in a relationship, thank you so much, then he respects and he goes away.
Yeah, some do.
Yeah, some do. But why are you going away? Why could you not go away when I said, thank you so much, but I cannot, I don't want this to go
any
further.
And then the next thing is like, oh, so is your man going to get mad? No, I don't have a man. I just don't want you to be my man. Thank you.
Yeah, so it's not always me. It's the people that approach me.
But can I tell you something? I feel like sometimes, and I'm an observer of life. I just enjoy observing people, how they live, blah, blah, blah. And I always see, like, when some of my friends or people I know, go for Mr. Meantime. So now they call this, like, I call this guy in the meantime. Mm-hmm. So they're like, oh, you know, just to pass some time and also be alone, I'm going to date Josh. And Josh is so funny. He's just not the guy I want, but he's funny. I'll keep him around because I want to be entertained. Next thing, a year later, Josh proposes. Now the pressure's on because now Josh was Mr. Meantime. Yeah. Now like he's proposed in front of all your family. Now you have to say yes. Next thing you know, you're walking down the aisle, but your heart crying. Is like, my mind is telling me no. No. Jesus, take the wheel.
It but goes my down body. In the DM. It goes down in the... This is how DM relationships start. I'm just saying. This is how they start. Because you're unhappy. And when... You know, because some people don't know that you're in a relationship. So they're going to try their luck. Yeah. Anyway. And instead of
because
you saying...
Because you don't even want people to know you. Yeah. Because Mr. Meantime became Mr. Forever.
Yeah.
And now you're like, is there anyone who's going to rescue me out of this shit?
You know? And because you don't have the strength to say... No, boo, I'm in a relationship.
You're enjoying
you're
the
like,
flirtation.
Oh, hey.
It goes. And how guys, stop this BS of pretending like you're naive, that when a man says hi to you randomly in your DMs, you didn't know what he wanted. No man comes from all the way, wherever the hell he comes from, so takes his time to DM you, hey. Mm. And it's never hey with one Y. It's hey with like triple Y. Mm. Hey. Dot, dot, dot. And then you say, hi. And
no.
Then it's going to be like, how you doing, mama? Because they always want to act slick. Like they're from some town in the US. Then you're like, I'm good. As soon as you say I'm good, what are you entertaining him for? You don't know him from a bar of soap. Like, ignoring him is the best. You can just ignore. Don't.
You know, the one thing with all social media that they've gotten right is that block button. Block.
Amen.
Block.
Amen.
That's all I've said. You don't, from the minute the person says hi, you can just be like, I see you, boo. Block.
You get a block. You get a block.
Everybody gets a block. Like, I get so happy when I block them. I'm just like,
Girl, you mean. You cold.
And I look at it and I'm just like, I see you, boo. Oh, yes.
Block.
My life is done. Yes.
You know what, actually? Like, I'm like a nice person. I know it doesn't sound like it.
That's what you think.
But I assume I'm a nice person. But then again, if I have to say it, I'm probably not. I'm also a truthful person, so I can tell myself the truth. But anyway, so like I feel bad. Like if someone like tries their best in the DM, because you know sometimes on Facebook, like they friend you, mm-hmm. then they go quiet because they want to test the water, they want to see what you post.
Yeah, and
they
you think
like...
you blocked, so you just blocked. And then you're like, ah, another message.
They like a picture, they comment on a picture, and now because you've replied to every other comment, you just feel like a biatch for not replying. So you're like, ah, thank you, and then they think, ah, she said thanks. I'm the DM. Then they DM you and you're just like, damn. And then you're just like, hi, thanks, bye. And then you know what kills me? Guys, do not assemblif kahokopa in every language. Please don't do this. When you say hey on Monday, mm-hmm. I did not respond. Monday afternoon, hey, I did not respond. Tuesday, hello. Wednesday, good afternoon. Thursday.
Hi.
No. What you doing? Like why are you putting yourself through this heartache? And like why if you saw that I read it and I did not take time to say H-I 2 seconds to type H-I. Hi. Like how is this relationship working out in your head? You know what I'm saying?
I'd just like to say people just if you have no mutual friends,
don't do it.
And you are from like another country and I've never been there. Don't bother DMing.
Damn, if I can't even say the country.
Yeah, don't bother. And you, I almost said something. But like, these Indian brothers, I see you guys.
They like us, no? They like their dark chocolate, no?
Yeah.
No, I thought I was like a special breed. It turns out I wasn't special.
No,
I thought they thought I was one of them. No, they didn't.
They have their handbook on DMs. Yeah, but those guys. Oh, you can take some tips from them. They have like...
Persistence is their second name, bruh.
Like,
dude.
For everything, and then next minute they Facebook calling. You're not Facebook calling.
Who does that? Don't do that. That is the most stressful thing. Like, between WhatsApp calling and Facebook calling, I don't know what's more stressful. WhatsApp, because you know I was online, so you checked my ass was online, and you still decided to call me. And now I've got to drop my phone and pretend like it's a grenade. and I'll stare at it until you stop calling.
Red signal.
And then Facebook, when you Facebook call me, what are you doing? What are you doing? Like, don't do it. Like, it is just so frustrating. Like, and you know your phone doesn't work. It doesn't operate in the time you're getting a Facebook call. So you just got to stare at it and be like, I don't know who you are. I'm not about to FaceTime you who I am.
No, I'm not about, but like, stop. I don't mind WhatsApp, but guys, come on. Like,
you know, next to Indian guys, girl. Next to Indian guys.
You know what? Shut up. You can WhatsApp call me when I'm in a Wi-Fi zone, y'all. Like, dude, I hate using my own data.
The data must fall, but it has not fallen. So let's just be calm.
I support the hashtag data. It's long overdue. Like, I've been as a young student.
But the anarchy. You know the anarchy that's going to bring low data, that's going to come with low data? The Facebook calls we're going to get.
Just so that you guys know, I will be blocking people. I'll be blocking people.
I give out a block all the time.
Yeah,
so don't be
if you've not heard from me in like 24 hours, you are probably blocked.
Can I tell you which other nationalities are a bit aggressive in the DMs?
Which ones?
For me. Afrikaans men. And not Afrikaans boys. Afrikaans men.
The Boere.
Like, Boere. Yo, brother, yes. Man. Ish. I don't know. I know that our profiles look like maybe we could be in sync like a Tinder for Facebook. Mara, you were wrong.
You know, like,
stop sliding into my DMs.
Yeah. Akani Afrikaans Pratni, so,
as a belief, that's a Muni score. And yeah. My DM, so. For my probeer, for like me. Ekkes me. Ian van Dyne Macy's me.
Aish.
It's hitting, ne?
Yeah, it's hitting. We should have that in every language. I'm seeing it in Tomazana. And then have it in English.
I'm not one of those DM chicks, okay? Don't think you're going to slide into my DMs and get some sugar because I'm not giving out sugars in the GM. Okay. That was such a fun show, girl. Yeah. Oh, you made it fly. Eh?
Thank you.
See, can you see what happens when you're not here?
I have an effect, you know, on people. So don't be surprised if you hear more of me. I'm just putting it out there.
When the weekly mashup stops being, hello, this is Tumisha Masha.
And it starts becoming, hey, what's up? She goes some people in the his eye. Voltaire!
Oh my gosh, that was so much fun. Thank you guys for tuning in. We love you. See, get better. And Simpiwe, wow. Thanks, girl.
Thank you.
You are a lifesaver.
Thank you.
You see, at least we went from serious to just laughing.
I'm laughing, but now I gotta go back to work.
And can we leave you guys with just one single message? Do not go down in the DM.
Yeah.
Do not let a man catfish you in the DM.
No.
Men, stop DMing.
No, can
the girls, say, leave wait, the final word.
I don't want no scrub. A scrub is a guy who can't get no love from me. Mm.
Hanging out the DM side of his best friend's right. Trying to holler at me. Yes. Thank you. Peace.
This is CliffCentral.com.